Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Americana listeners.
Hello.
We are in the thick of it.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This weekend was fun. I celebrated my big sister's birthday.
Yeah.
So if you live anywhere in Central Florida or near the beaches around there, within driving distance from Tampa, St. Pete, we went to the Salvador Dali Museum, and I have been several times before.
Oh, yeah.
This one is actually in a new building from the last time that I went, but it was a real treat because not only did they have, like, their permanent collection, but they also had the Frida Kahlo collection.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool. We went to Tampa a few years ago, and then we went to that area. Mm-hmm. We walked right by the deli, you know, the museum. We were just like, oh, no, you know, we didn't go in that day. But Now we saw pictures that you had, so we're just like, oh, Leona, I kind of want to go.
Yeah, it's back. Definitely like an all-afternoon kind of thing. At least because it was two exhibits. For us, it was two exhibits, so we spent like a solid 4 hours there.
Okay, and then did you go around, like, outside? Because I remember when we went, we walked around, there's a bunch of restaurants. It feels like a beach town, that little area of Tampa.
There was like, there is right by a marina.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the museum grounds, they also have a garden. So they have like a labyrinth and a garden. So you see people taking pictures all the time. And then right outside of that area, you can walk there, but we just ended up driving.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a small city. You know, it has a lot of, like, locally owned places, which we actually went to, like, a Mexican Thai, they call it Mexa-Thai fusion
that
place.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was strange. It was, like, Chipotle fried
it's
rice.
It's kind of like Taco China here.
Oh, yeah, Taco China here is actually over in Mills. It's kind of like a Korean slash
Mexican. That's a little funky, too. So how was the Mexican Thai?
You know, I wasn't super impressed. I won't say the name of it because I don't want to hurt anyone.
I'm not going to lie. That does not sound appealing.
I did have the pad thai, and the pad thai was good, but I initially ordered the chipotle fried rice, and I should have known I don't like this flavor of the smoky chipotle sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is not good.
Oh, no. So then did you order, like, a different thing?
Yeah. And
wow, really?
I felt bad because it was, like, a mom and pop place, but I was just like, I can't eat this, and I'm not going to. You know, and so they
that is different though. Way to be, you know, points for, I don't know,
adventurous. You know, it was, I mean, inside it was very quaint, but because it was like a locally owned business, you can tell that they did things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's a local favorite. It was packed when we were there.
I mean that's cool.
And then we went to grab dessert at good old Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I was gonna say, because when we went to visit Lil's cousins, my bump buddy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We went to visit them when they lived in Tampa, and they took us to, like, the best. It was so great. This ice cream little parlor, and then they had, like, fudge. That's why I was like, oh my god, this reminds me of Jersey, because they had, like, fudge shops. Like, it really did feel like a marina town.
Mm-hmm.
But really cute. But you went to Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to hate. I love Chick-fil-A.
Because we're just like, let's go to someplace we know. And we went and grabbed our milkshakes for the road. So that was nice. But yeah, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours from Orlando, based on how you try to drive out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually really entertaining. And you can either stick with a docent at the museum,
mm-hmm,
or you can just kind of self-guide yourself.
Do they have, like, audio?
Yeah.
One?
And okay. So we would just time it, like, okay, 1, 2, 3, play. And then you find the piece that you're at and you put in the numbers.
Cool,
so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
if you
really
like
cool.
those kind, if you like learning, that was an experience. So yeah, that was my weekend. And you and I enjoyed brunch.
Yeah. Oh my god, the best brunch. And it's like the best money I ever spent.
Have you been before?
No, I haven't been to, it's Cafe Tutu Tango.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $25 bottomless
brunch
food. Mm-hmm. And then an extra $15 for bottomless mimosas, but I didn't do the mimosas, I just did the food, and it was like, I feel like I surprised all of you guys.
Oh my god, we were blown away, and we didn't want to make you feel any type of way, because we know you're eating for you and the baby, but we're like, gosh, where are you fitting all this? If you guys don't know how Wookie's very small, she's tiny, and she was tucking away food.
Like, I was so hungry.
It was so good, though, it was very good.
The food was delicious. My favorite was the French toast. They have, like, a Nutella French toast. Oh, yeah. I had two orders of those.
Yeah, and that's cool because it's unlimited, kind of a buffet style, but you don't have to go up and get it.
Yeah, and they bring
all the food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I have that. Two orders of chicken and waffles were, like, my other favorite. I love that.
Did you get the Thai dynamite shrimp?
I did get the dynamite shrimp. Those are delicious, too. Mm-hmm. What else did I have, like, multiples of? I don't know. I just had everything.
I had those cheesecake lollipops.
Don't like cheesecake, oh my God, but if I did, so I imagine those would be, like, my favorite
I will
thing.
Go just for that. It was so good. So, yeah, again, if you're looking for a great brunch spot, Orlando's really stepping it up with places, and that's definitely...
And it's definitely worth... It's definitely worth what you're paying, you know?
Cause the cool thing is that children under 10 pay $10 for unlimited bottomless brunch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's totally affordable.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. great. No, yeah. It's a great thing. I can't wait to go again. Honestly.
I'm so glad you guys
had a good. So good.
So, yeah, this weekend was adventuresome, and we celebrated my sister. Happy birthday, BB.
Yeah, birthday. It was fun. It was fun to get together and go out with a little baby.
With your nugget.
She was so good. She slept the whole time.
Literally. All of us were upset because we wanted to play with her, but she just slept the whole time.
The car is her drug. Like, as soon as we put her in the car seat, she's knocked out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, sometimes when, like, we're in the car and, like, we'll stop at a stoplight or something, she'll, like, open an eye and, like, where are we moving? And then, like, they'll start moving and, like, she'll go to sleep again. I'm just like, this is so funny. And I understand when parents, like, drive their kid around so they can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because she loves it.
But she's a good sleeper, too.
She's been an awesome sleeper. That day we got back Sunday, honestly, brunch took the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, last time I went, we got there at 11:15-ish. We were there till like 3 in the afternoon. And same this time around.
This time around. But it was like, it literally drained us. Like, we had so much food that it was like, we were in food comas. Like, we got home, and since the baby was napping still, we were like, oh, heck no, we're gonna nap too. So we napped for like 2 hours, got up, and was just like, I'm ready to shower and go back to bed different tomorrow.
You didn't even have to eat dinner after that?
No, I didn't eat dinner on Sunday. I was just like, I'm still full from this morning.
From brunch, yeah, but it was great. So yeah, Cafe Tutu Tango, Sunday morning brunch.
A definite recommend.
Definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to skip rumors today.
Yeah, because I don't know. I haven't got him on anything. I feel like I'm so out of touch.
Out of touch. Well, once you start getting back to work, I think.
Yeah, and I'll, you know, I don't know.
Well, a part of it is also because we wanted to dedicate as much time as we could to our topic at hand.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that a lot of people have probably discussed in their own private circles or even thought about to themselves. And so we figured, what the heck, let's go ahead and make it our topic for today. So Wilkes, if you do the honors.
Our topic is what we would tell our high school self.
Us as grown women now, what would grown women tell our young women selves? That whether it's specific to women or just a human being's experience in general.
Yeah.
So we're kind of framing it from that perspective. Just like, what would a woman with experience tell a young girl in high school? So,
with no freebies, right? Don't say, like, invest in Apple.
Yeah, it's nothing like trade secrets or anything. Like, hey.
Invest in everything.
Invest even
Steve
in Kickstarter.
Jobs,
right?
Yeah.
So Wilkes, do you have anything that sticks out to you right off the bat?
I think my biggest one would probably be, like, things aren't as good or as bad as they seem. I feel like in high school, like, when you're so young, I feel like a small little problem is, like, the end of the world to you, right? Like, you have an argument with a friend, and it's just like, oh, my life is over, you know?
I'll never get over this.
I hate you, you know? But it's not as bad. It gets better. Mm-hmm. And things aren't always... It's true when they say it's too good to be true sometimes, you know? Like, I feel like has been proven to be true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think a big reason why, it's kind of like when you're little and you remember something being bigger than what it was.
Yeah.
Like, you go to a pond and you're like, oh my god, it was huge. And then you get there, you're like, oh, this is tiny, you know? And you try to explain it away. Or you're like, man, I remember jumping off the couch and I almost felt like I was flying. Mm-hmm. But it was a small leap.
Playing lava. Right? Did you ever do that?
Yes, with the couch cushions on the floor. So it feels like a big thing because you're small. And in the same way with experiences, it feels big because you only have so much years of experience, right, you know, under your belt. But so that's interesting. So when you say something isn't as good as it seems, can you think of something? For me, while you think, one thing that jumped out at me was like high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like, oh my god, we're gonna be together forever. We're in love. You know, and that's probably true. For your age, this is the one person you've cared about the most romantically. But it's probably not really love.
Yeah. No, you know? Yeah. And same goes with, like, best friends, I mm-hmm. guess. Like, there's a lot of friends. I've only kept in touch with two people from high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then, like, through them, I keep in touch with more people. But I'm just, like, you feel like you had so many friends mm-hmm. in high school. And, oh, this is great. I have so much friends. But then you realize life happens. And it's not even something where it's, like, I don't know. It's really good at that moment because you see each other every day and yeah. you're there, but then sooner or later, everyone's going to go their own way. So
when you're young, choices are made for you, so you don't really get to pick the people that you surround yourselves right. with the way you do as an adult. Because it's like you're zoned for this high school, so you hang out with this kind of people. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have some, like an illusion of choice. But as an adult, you get to pick where you go to school. You get to pick where you go to work. You get to yep. pick who you choose to hang out with. So I see that. Like, you're probably thinking, these are the best friends I've ever had. Yeah. But then your adult friendships end up being your truest friends, right. you know? So
right.
I can see that.
Yeah, so what about you? Do you have one?
Yeah, along those similar lines, it was that you kind of graduate from friendship to friendship, from experience to experience. And so it's very similar to your point, but as a writer, I remember looking back and something that I always told myself was the you from 3 years ago is always going to embarrass you. You know, like,
oh God, yeah.
you know, like, I have kept, like, the journals that my friends and I would have, like, a notebook, and it'd mm-hmm. be among the four of us. And then I would write, and I'd hand it to Jamie, and Jamie would write and hand it to Vicky, and Vicky would write and hand it to Candy, and Candy would write and come. And then, like, we
that's
just had.
That's pretty cute, and you pass it, fun. Like, during the day.
Yeah, we would just meet up, we're like, all right, your turn. And so that's how we wrote notes to one another. And I kept it, and it's hysterical, the things that we used to do. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I made $22 today. So if I spread it out through the week, like, and I'm calculating this out on my notebook, or I'm saying like these dumb jokes, and it was hilarious to read. But it was embarrassing, the yeah. things that I thought mattered and the things that I thought were important. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I, like, my senior year, I looked back to my freshman notebook. And I was like, wow, I was so stupid. But then when I was in college, stupid. I looked back to my senior notebook, and I was like, wow, I really sucked. Like, so you graduate from, like, person to person, experience yeah. to experience, and that's a good thing, you know?
It is. No, I think maybe you mature in a mm-hmm. way where it's like you have to. Because I remember, like, in high school, I followed all the trends. Like, I got the name belt.
I would have never imagined.
And I got, like, I was really into, like, I went to Ridgewood, so it was, like, really preppy, and, like, mm-hmm. so I had to fit into the preppy dressing that everybody, so, like, I had, like, the collared shirts, and, like, when Lacoste was really out, like, that. So I feel like when I think about it now, I'm just like, oh my god, I was such a lame, like, you know, or the things
matters.
I were into, but all those things made, you know, little by little, like, you start shedding in, you become who you really are, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, okay, I don't really like all these poloed Hollister shirts, right? Like,
with the big,
I never go into Hollister anymore. Like, first of all, going into that store now is, like, dreadful. You need a flashlight and yeah. a mask because so much perfume they spray in the air.
Yeah, and I feel like the clothes are all the same, like, from 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, so, and so it like even those things like make you, I feel like they shape you in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I look back to like pictures and I'm like, what was I thinking when I did my makeup that way? Like,
or your hair.
Right? Like, why did I, like,
why would I wear that?
Oh, why did I really think that like glitter lip gloss was looking so cute? And like guys would be like, look at her glitter lip gloss and how hot she looked. Like, I was looking and I was like, come on, some chapstick and maybe eyeliner and you would have been good, girl.
Oh my God. So. No, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you graduate your makeup styles, your clothing styles, and even the people that you spend time with, which to me was a good indicator that if I didn't feel like I was quote-unquote graduating from one area of my life, mm-hmm. then either that person or thing is no longer serving me, or I have to look into myself and say, why am I not growing in this area? Yeah. You know? Yeah. So it was a good indicator for me.
Or like the ones who grow with you then, I guess, obviously, you know. Like, my friend and I, we kind of went through our own little phases, but we went through them together, and we're just like, oh my God, what were we thinking?
But now you guys are, like, at a similar phase? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're in, like, the same, I mean, you know, very parallel, but, gosh, our clothing choices back then
was just probably not the best. It's always so embarrassing, and we thought we were killing it.
Oh, of course.
And we never think, in the moment, we never think these are going out of style ever.
Mm. Remember the Asian flip-flop things? Like, the little netted
Oh, yeah, with the thing. Little flowers
oh,
on them.
Oh, my God, I had them in every color.
Yeah. And you invest in these things. I remember wearing, like, doubling up my polos.
Yes, I did that, too.
Out the collar.
I did that, too.
I had a teal God. And a pink one, and you're sweating it up because you're in Florida, right? At least I was.
Oh, so my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Or, like, low-waisted bell-bottom pants, and now it's so dated. Or, like, the elevator shoes, if you remember those.
All those clothing trends, I followed them. That would probably be one of mine, like, not every trend is great, okay? You can let one pass by.
I can't get a tattoo.
I don't know if I have something I would permanently want on me.
I guess because, like, something, a trend like a tribal armband, those were really big. And now it's not that they're no longer big, but people don't go and say, I'm going to get a tribal armband tattoo.
Yeah.
Unless it has a significant, like, cultural meaning. Yeah. So it's like those are very dated, or like the butterfly with the glitter on your back.
Everybody has a butterfly. I remember one of our best friends, our childhood best friends, got one, and we were like, because remember Britney Spears had it, and after she got it, like the one on her back.
On her back, yeah.
I feel like after she got it, it was like a surge, and everybody wanted to get it. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of cute, but I never. I just never knew anything. But now I notice, like, or piercings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one, like, the one in the...
Underneath your lip
was, like, a really popular one.
Yeah, the Monroe piercing was popular.
Yeah, and then
snake
the...
Snake bites.
Yeah. Cartilage was popular. I think it still is.
Yeah. Now what's popular is, like, the... What's this called here? Like, the one that's in the middle.
Oh,
like
the bull one or whatever it's
called? Yeah, I was going to say sternum. It's not that. It's like a tragus. I don't know. It's like a little ring that goes on the bottom of your nose. Looks like a bull. And so those are really popular now, to the point where they started selling fake ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, you play around with them. And I'm like, I'm going to look back on this picture when I'm, like, 38 and be like, what was I thinking?
So don't follow trends, right? Would be our advice. You know?
How about another point that you would tell young Wilkes?
I would say embrace what makes you different. I think in high school, that's when, like, a lot of kids are going through bullying. Actually, now I feel like it even starts a little younger. I think we were lucky that it didn't start for us.
I think it started, but we had less exposure to the bullying.
Yeah.
You know?
I think for us, getting bullied would stay at school.
Yeah.
But now it, like, follows kids home.
Follows you home, yeah.
It goes on Twitter, it goes on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
How old were you
everything.
When you had a phone? When you first got a phone?
I didn't get a phone until freshman year of high school.
I was a sophomore in high school when
I
got my first
and
phone.
I only got it because I had to travel. Well, freshman year I did in Philly, so I had to take the bus and the train.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only, I could only use it to text my parents I got to school and got home.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
I,
back in the day it wasn't unlimited. It was like you have 25
you had
text
to,
messages.
Exactly.
Or, like, an hour talk. And you have to wait after 9 p.m.
Yep. And then it had... Right. So it was just, like, those two texts a day were what I had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just have it text, I'm here, or I'm home, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get, like, my own, like, really cool, like, BlackBerry until... Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I got a Sidekick. That was my cool
phone.
Those
were cool, yeah.
Oh, God. I bejeweled mine.
Oh, my gosh. I really wanted a Sidekick because I felt like all the cool city kids had a Sidekick.
Yes, they did. All I went the to cool the city kids, yeah. to visit my cousin one this summer. I had mine. And it was like, we got on the bus, and it was like, everybody had it. And I was like, well, I'm cool, too, because I have my Sidekick. And mine has, up. Like, little diamonds on it.
Was it blue?
It was pink. It was like, pink. The little gems were mm-hmm. pink and white.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was senior year. I got that phone.
I had, like, a sliding phone. Because first I started off with, like, a flip phone or mm-hmm. a bar phone.
With the chocolate?
It wasn't the chocolate. I remember the Motorola Razr was really
that
big.
That one was big. And then it came out with, like, the colors. Like,
yeah,
the
it was, like, a purple and a gold pink. One. There was a bright pink, the teal. Mm-hmm. My friend had the teal one. I was like, oh, my gosh, how cool.
Yeah.
But even with that, because everybody's text messages were so limited and their data was limited, it wasn't, first of all, we didn't have Facebook.
No.
We didn't have MySpace. We had MySpace later on in our high school years.
Yeah.
But you check that from home.
Yeah.
If no one was on the phone, because you probably had dial-up or broadband. So, I don't know. It just did. I think it started at the same time. It just didn't follow you, like you said.
So, I think now, you know, just be different and be okay with it. And if people want to bully you, then, you know, whatever with them.
I mean, how can you tell that? I mean, I guess when I say you, I mean you in general. How can we, looking back, like, I remember people telling me that as a child when I was young. And I'm like, but you don't know. Things are different. Things are different.
It
and
is
I never
true.
Believed
that is a hard...
the adult that would tell me it gets better.
Yeah.
You know? Until it eventually did. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. No, I know that's a hard one to maybe accept. Like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. That's because it's like something where being different is hard.
Yeah.
Even now, if like having like idiosyncrasies, like having things that quirks or something that make you different... kind of makes you feel like, oh, awkward and mm-hmm. sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. But as a young kid, I can see where if someone would have told me, or if myself came back, I would have been like, no, you don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to know that it's okay to be different.
Those are the things that eventually give you amazing stories when you're out to dinner with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of helps you, like... it helps you just be a well-rounded individual. Like, you get to know so many different things because you allowed yourself to explore the things that you liked. I was mm-hmm. a huge Harry Potter geek because they came out when I was in, like, late middle school, early high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just joined up with my band geeks who loved Harry Potter, and I was like, this is me, you know?
That's true. Like, if it's, like, you're different, but then there's other people that share in your likes.
Mm-hmm. Or then, those, like you said, those idiosyncrasies of yours.
Then... stay with them, right? Gravitate towards them
mm-hmm.
and kind of make it your niche, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Well, to not, I don't want to put a damper on things, but another one that I would tell young Liz is, or young Benz, is that there's going to be a moment in your life where you're going to have to reprioritize what you think is important. After I lost mom, I really had to sit and think about, did I spend enough time with my mom? I remember seeing, like, older women take their even older moms out shopping. And I'm like, I'll never have that with my mom because my mom passed very suddenly. So it was a very tough time for me, and you witnessed mm-hmm. that moment for me. But I really had to reprioritize and kind of analyze every little aspect of my life and say, like, all right, Benz, it's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to cut things that no longer serve you. It's time for you to focus all your energy on the things that do serve you. So there was a phrase, and it's been attributed to Will Smith, Dave Ramsey, Tim Johnson, but essentially it says, we spend money we don't have to buy things we don't need in the hopes that we're impressing people that we don't even like.
Yeah.
And I really felt like I fell victim to that. You know, I was...
Mm-hmm.
The you know, rather than spending time with my mom on, you know, the day before she passed, of course I couldn't have possibly known, but I was out with people who I don't even talk to anymore, and it was just, you know, it was just looking back at my life like, man, how much wasted time rather than furthering my career, doing better in school, spending time with my family, who you get so mad at when you're young, but mm-hmm. they mean the world to you when, you know, when it counts.
It's true.
So I just, like, there is going to be something in your life that will happen, and that happens to everyone, where your priorities have to have a reshuffling, and you have to be brave enough to just say, you know, this is what being a grown-up looks like now, mm-hmm. you know, so...
It's true, because that goes a lot to do with being in high school, too, because I feel like in high school or in that time of your life, you kind of are focusing on popularity, yeah. and, like, you kind of maybe do things that put your moral, you know, your own beliefs to the side, and, you know, if you go to a party and there's stuff going on in that party that you might not really want to, but then you're there because all the cool kids are there or something like that. I don't know what happens in high school now. Who knows?
Harder, I think, nowadays. But
that's a big thing, because it's just like you're putting yourself in these situations where, yeah, at the moment you're going to maybe get one friend out of it, but it's like, I don't know. You probably won't talk to them come two more years or maybe even next year.
Thing is that when you're that young, popularity is currency. Like, you know, it is what gets you, quote-unquote, places, mm-hmm. and you think that, oh, it's all about who you know, mm-hmm. to a point, to a certain extent.
Yeah, and even now, in grown-up life, it is a little bit of who you know.
Yeah, but it's a little different, because it's more from, like, a successful standpoint versus invest all of your time and money in this one person, mm-hmm. you know?
The captain of the cheerleading team, right?
There's a movie called Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds, and he's, like, obsessed with his best friend, and he's in love with her, and he was chubby and lost a bunch of weight.
Right.
And there's a line that he says to her, he was like, how does it feel to be the girl who peaked in high school? And I was like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you peak when you're 17. So don't focus on, to your point, don't focus on popularity. Right. Because once everybody graduates and no one speaks to each other anymore, those people that you spent so much time trying to be popular for, they're not going to be there for you, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the end game, it's always you, right? You're first, I feel like. And I think you don't learn that really until... I don't know, even college, right when you're, like, on your own, because in high school, I feel like you still have people on you, like, you have to get to class, and if mm-hmm. if you miss class, then you get detention, but in college, then that's one thing my sister told me before I started college, she was like, you know, professors, they get paid whether you go to class or not.
Yeah.
They don't care if you pass or fail, because at the end of it, they're getting their money. Like, you're not going to have a guidance counselor breathing down your neck, like, oh... you know, one more absent and you're gonna get, I don't know, held back a year.
I mean, it does happen to a point, but at this point, high school is free.
Yeah, and so college is like your own money now.
Yeah.
And now you've got to really put an effort into your education, because no one else is gonna, like, you have to be that motivation for yourself, right? You're not gonna have someone telling you, because they're getting paid whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Whether you, like you said, whether you show up or you don't, mm-hmm. and it's really easy to blame others when you're in grade school, mm-hmm. and say, like, well, the professor is, the teacher is this way, or the class is like that. Well, now you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know, and you're with other adults, and you're going to meet so many people, because you're probably 18, but you're going to have a 40-year-old in your class, mm-hmm. you know, and learning how to deal with them and consider them a peer now is going to teach you a lot, because they've been through the grind, you know, or the ringer, or however you want to say it.
It's true. So it's one of those things that just think of yourself first. And in high school, it's important to put yourself first, I think, mm-hmm. in that way. And then I think another one of mine would be not try to grow up too fast. I think in high school, you always want to think, like, oh, I can't wait till I'm 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, savor this time where you have the biggest decision is, what outfit am I going to wear to class, mm-hmm. you know, school tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Because being an adult is hard.
My goodness.
And it's, like, a lot of decisions you need to make on a daily basis, and there's a lot of things you need to think about, and your priorities are, like, you almost spread yourself too thin when you're an adult.
Because especially nowadays, if kids deal now with bullying, I think adults deal in a different way, mm-hmm. and it's with comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if maybe you as a new mom have felt it, but you're probably, you know, a lot of new moms say, like, how is this person able to keep their house clean and do their makeup and yeah. run this and work and keep their child alive, you know?
It's true, no, and even I went to one of the breastfeeding class. The instructor was just like, don't try to be one of those, like, shishi moms. Like, it's okay to be a week postpartum and be in sweatpants still.
Mm-hmm,
like, mm-hmm. don't try to be in your heels and makeup done and baby on one arm because it's not realistic, you know?
Yeah.
So, I can see, it's true, like, bullying and being compared, or, you know, oh, this lady, this person, she's so together. She has time to go get her hair done, and I haven't, like, shaved my legs since I gave birth, you know? Like, yeah. No, I have no time.
Well, you also became a mom in your 20s,
mm-hmm.
but in your mid to late 20s. Same goes for
right.
when you got married, because you got married about a year and a half or so prior.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of jokingly but seriously say, if I would have gotten married when I was, like, 22, which was, like, my life plan, I was like, I'm going to meet him when I'm 18. I'm going to get married when I'm 21, have a kid when I'm 22, and I'm going to be having all the kids I'm going to have by the time I'm 30. That and I'm like, I don't believe in divorce, but I feel like I would have been divorced by now if I would have gotten married at 21, because I am so different than what I was, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true, and I feel like, you know, I saw something the other day about that very thing, about mm-hmm. having, like, being able to change, like, get rid of all the by this age ideas.
Mm-hmm, like expectations?
Yeah, because things happen when they're supposed to, and I don't know, I think you can't really say, like, oh, so what, if you don't get married by the age of 28, then you're never going to get married? Mm-hmm. No, right? Like, you can't do that to yourself, because mm-hmm. when you have that mindset, then I feel like that's when you kind of close yourself off to the possibility of getting married when you're 29, you know.
Yeah, or you just end up, as common as people say this is, but you end up settling because you feel like, well, it's, you know, I'm going to waste my time. And I know a lot of people, whether through others or from my own personal experience, that they kind of are kicking themselves and they love who they're with, but they look longingly at the single 25-year-old girl and think, like,
yeah.
oh, if only I could go back, you
yeah,
know?
So something like, my mom was really big on, like, maybe she kind of impaired me a little bit, because, like, she was really big on, like, you can't do your makeup until you're 18, mm-hmm. like, eyebrows until you're 18. Like, 18 was, like, the year we could do everything, like, mm-hmm. get our nails done, eyebrows, everything. So, like, when we got to 18, since we hadn't done our makeup, like, my sister and I, we both don't know how to do our makeup. Because we were just like, whatever. Like, I've been this long without makeup. Everybody else looks 30 at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, having a full face of makeup every day. So then it was just like, well, you know, I didn't get my eyebrows done until I was 21.
21?
Yeah.
For me, it was our 15th, because it was our quinceañera.
Okay.
So my oldest sister, who's 6 years older than me, she took me to the salon, I got my nails done. And I had very fair eyebrows to begin with, but she was like, let me tweeze a little bit. It was the most painful experience of my life for 15-year-old me. But I stole one of her dark brown Wet and Wild lipsticks, and when I was like a little 12 or 13 year old,
like,
middle schooler,
Selena.
I was like, ew, and I would put it on in class
lipstick.
With my dark, like, it was almost black. So
oh my
funny
God.
And it was like back in 2000 2001, so I wasn't quote-unquote allowed to wear lipstick or makeup until I was 15, but I was probably wearing not probably I was definitely wearing it when mm-hmm. I was like 13.
Yeah, like, for me, I would take like, my mom's, like, blush and put it in my book bag and, like, mm-hmm. put some when I got to school. Like, and so I think nowadays, though, I feel
you
like kids are still, yeah. I feel like nowadays kids are really trying to be on the fast track to, like, being old. Like, some kids now, you don't know if they're teenagers or they're, like, in their mid-30s.
It's almost unfair mm-hmm. because I'm like, you didn't have an awkward age, and that's
yeah.
not fair, because you shouldn't know how to do your hair so beautifully at the age of 14.
Yeah, now it's like kids aren't going to look back and be embarrassed of their photos.
No, they're
like,
wow,
well,
I look,
like,
amazing.
Whoa, that Instagram filter, though, no.
But again, those are people that
Times are changing.
They peak in high school.
We sound like those old people, like, oh my god, back in my day, I used to walk 5 miles to
school. Uphill!
In the heat.
I know. And the snow. But it was...
Or like your dad. I used to tie my horse.
My dad, I was literally thinking about that this morning. He was like, oh, I used to walk through a river. I'm like, why? Why didn't you build a bridge, dad? So I would get to school wet. And I'm like,
no,
Lord.
That's so... I hope this doesn't, but it's like, I feel like now with our age and maybe going through like high school and college, you realize, you know, life was really easy back then, but it was also like so stressful in its own way.
But it goes back to that thing of us not knowing what else was out there. So to us, this was so big.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, high school, my life is over. What are we going to do?
I've been seeing the same people for 4 years. I got into a fight with my two best friends. My life is done.
Yeah.
I'm never going to have friends again. That's not true.
Yep, it's not true. Trust me. No, and I think, let's say, yeah, that savor the time you have where it's just so... You just have to do homework, you know.
That's your biggest responsibility.
Yeah.
Speaking of homework, I know that you had another one as far as, like, where your focus goes. Like you said, not being popular, but studying more.
Oh, yeah. Focus on grades. Mm-hmm. And not on popularity.
Yeah. There was one night, Wilkes, and it was, I think it was our cousin Joel's birthday, and you still weren't married. Leo still lived at home, and me, Marilyn, and Leo went to the balcony, and we FaceTimed with Hochi and Joel, and we were all like, so what would you do differently? And that was one of those conversations, of course, that inspired podcasting, because we have these kind of conversations on our own, but we talked about that. What would you change going back?
Yeah.
What time in your life would you change? And for me, it's like, I would have focused so much more. I would have tried to apply instead of trying to save money and go to community college. I would have tried to apply for like a, you know, for like a state college right off the bat. I would have moved to campus. I would have focused on school. I would have gotten more internships. And I feel like those are things that you're going to always hear from people who are on this side of college. So, young Benzie, if you can hear me, focus more. Because it matters. People think it doesn't. And you're just thinking, yeah, I'll take the CPT, I'll take the SAT, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I know.
It matters.
It does matter. And I think kids get lost in, like, partying and only study for their SATs. Because I know, I mean, I studied for a while, but I guess I didn't really understand how serious it was. And so, and even now, going through college, like, there's ways to get around, like, get straight into a program that you wanted instead of having to take other exams, you know. Like, I know that there's this program if you want to, it's like fast tracks you to becoming a doctor, where you don't have to go and take the MCATs.
What?
Yeah, so it's just like, I wish I would have known things like that, that would have, like, cut time for
I
studying.
I did
or...
have something like that, because I didn't take my SATs, because I just did dual enrollment, and I was accepted right into the community college, and then I was accepted right into the sister school.
Right.
But that wasn't necessarily my first choice. It
right.
was the most convenient choice, and it did serve me. But I'm like, how would my life be different if I would have gone to U of M?
Yeah.
If I would have moved to Columbia University, New York, you know?
It's true. I mean, then that's a different thing, right? Because, right, life turns out, I feel like, how it's supposed to, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is more of, like, just how to think about things when you're younger. Not, I don't know if I would change anything. I think I'm happy where life's led me, right? I think I wish I would have known that, you know, don't wear that outfit because
the literal lip gloss.
You know, don't wear that dress to prom. You could find a better one or like or try to do something with your hair. I think I just left it out straight, like how I normally wear, and I'm just like, well, so you could have probably tried something new,
right? A flower or something.
Yeah, I don't know, like the little...
But that still would have led you to where you are today, you know?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't like such a big thing that would have,
yeah,
you know.
But and then I think one of my other ones would be like get more sleep. I was always like a really early bird for no reason in high school. Like, I would wake up like 2 hours early just to do my hair or something. Just be up.
And, like, I wish I could do that now.
My mom would be rushing. Like, why go to bed? Like, it's 6 o'clock. You don't need to get up for another hour. Mm-hmm. So, like, why are you up?
Did you go to bed early or would you go to bed really late?
No, I'd go to bed, like, regular, like 10, 11. Mm-hmm. But I'd be up. And now I feel like to this day, maybe it's helped me. Maybe I wouldn't change that, actually, because I'm still an early bird.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I love sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm a night owl for sure. If I could be up until 2, I have friends who are texting me at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, heck no.
And I know who to reach out to who is awake, but then, like, oh, man, and then I count backwards, like, I only have 5.5 hours to sleep.
Oh, I would do that.
Oh, it's the worst.
I would do that. Where I'm like, oh, I got, if I go to sleep now, mm-hmm. I get 8 hours. Okay, 7 hours. You know, like
7 hours and 22 minutes.
I can maybe sleep in a little bit, you know, push it all the way to like get up at 7:32.
I never understood when people are like, oh, now I can't go back to sleep. I'm like, what? My alarm can go off and I can be like, oh, today's Saturday and I left my alarm on. I just turn it off and I roll over, really? And I go right back to sleep.
It takes me a while to like say like go to bed. Mm-hmm. Especially if like I can see like a little bit of the sun poking out, then I'm just like, well, I could just get up.
Or I could just go back to sleep. That's me. I can go back to sleep.
That's why on cruises, I feel like we go on whatever. On cruises, I love it because the rooms are so dark. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't know night from day, and it's just like, I could sleep there forever.
Well, I prefer rooms with windows on cruises because otherwise I would just sleep forever. So I like intentionally leave the window open at night.
Really?
No, that way I can wake up and enjoy my day, and I can wake up naturally. But
I'm like...
So let's look at it now, this point moving forward. Just to recap, some of the advice, you know, you said, for instance, mm-hmm. don't focus on popularity.
Yeah.
Focus on grades. I said, you know, reprioritize your life. You said a really cool one, which was things aren't always as great nor as bad as they seem. Mm-hmm. So taking that same advice, now you and I as women, how can we relay that to us moving forward? Like, is there a way that we can have a little bit of foresight with that?
I still think it all applies. I think things are still not as bad or as good as they seem. Like, things, you know, I'll call, like, there'll be a problem, and, like, I'll call Leo, and he's like, relax, like, we'll figure it out, right? Yeah. Like, there's always a solution to something. Like, it's never the end of the world. I mean, it might seem that way at the moment. Like, I have, like, anxiety or whatever. But then it's just, like, you're healthy, everyone's healthy, everyone's okay, it'll be fine, right? Mm-hmm. So I think coming now as motherhood is starting for me, I think that's a really big one for me. Like, not everything is the end of the world, especially when it comes to, like, the baby. As long as she's healthy and everything, you know, she's happy, then there's no problem that we couldn't, like, solve, you know?
Yeah. People do this every day, mm-hmm. you know? So I think one of the big ones for me is relaying what you learned for school, or the advice that we would give young Bens and Wilkes for school, mm-hmm. and relaying it to our careers or even our interactions with people.
Yeah.
Which is like, for instance, one of them is popularity and your homework. Mm-hmm. At work, you want to work hard. And sometimes if you're in a position of certain leadership, I don't know if this applies in mm-hmm. your field, you feel kind of torn between like being a leader, and we talked about this a few episodes ago about friends in high places, mm-hmm. like, oh, but my friends, you know, I don't want them to think badly of me at work. Or you do your job and you put yourself as number one, you know, so it's the same kind of concept, which is stop looking for a popularity contest and do what you were put there to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say that still applies. Yeah. It just looks a little different now.
It just, it's like graduate into a more mature way, right?
Well, we all graduate from time to time.
Yeah, we all move up, and it's all like a process of maturing, mm-hmm. and I think there's things in life that maybe it seems like you're always in high school, because wherever you go, there's going to be someone who's like the popular kid, or there's always someone who's like maybe the loner. But it's just important to remember that popularity isn't really a big deal. Like, you could still have friends and have a lot of friends and not be popular,
right?
Not
be considered
like,
a popular person.
And it's quality over quantity anytime, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. There's no way you can have 50 best friends. No. And all of them actually receive enough from you that it's considered a quality friendship.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. No, it's true, so...
Yeah, and as an adult, you start whittling down those people that you choose to surround yourself with, mm-hmm. and it just helps in all areas of your life, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and maybe the hardest pill to swallow would be mom is probably always right. It's true. Like, as much as you don't want to think, you know, at the moment where parents try to give you advice at, like, the dinner table, and it's annoying, like, still listen, because... They're probably right. I mean, not they're probably right. They are right.
They very much are. I think about, like, certain people that my mom was like, stay away from this girl. Mm-hmm. Don't hang out with her. And I look back and I'm like, mom was so
I don't right. know how they do that.
I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to think, like, okay.
My mom would know, like instantly.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, they're my best friend. She's like, she's not your best friend. And I'm like, but I love her.
Mm-hmm. Like, mom, she's great. You don't have no idea. No, don't you don't love know. Her? And my mom was never rude or anything to them. But things would eventually happen that my mom either never found out about or mm-hmm. she kind of knew that I no longer spoke to this person after this situation. And it was always like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, dang, how did you know?
They know. And I did. And don't rebel. I would tell that to myself too. I feel like I would do things because I felt like I was grown. Mm-hmm. And I went and I just like left class one day, like got out of class early, and was like, I'm gonna just go cut my hair today. Mm-hmm. And like I had really long hair, and now I wish I had it. Like I feel like it's been cursed. Like, I cut my hair,
it grows again.
And it never grew back. Like, now maybe with prenatal vitamins, like, it's grown, right?
It's gotten long. Because I know you cut it after the wedding, and it's grown twice as long.
Yeah, in this little... But it was just like, you know, I got home, my mom was, like, devastated and was like,
how short did you cut it?
I was, like, to my shoulder, and then I layered it. It was, like, one of my, like, I'm 18 kind of thing. I didn't want to do my math. I was like, I'm going to cut my hair. And my mom would always tell me, like, your hair is your best feature. And I'm like, well, here. Like, I'm...
Oh, my gosh. And you're like, mom!
No! And then to this day, she's always like, I told you not to cut it. And I'm like, I know.
I remember a picture of you as, like, a five-year-old. And your hair's, like, dragging on my the hair. Floor.
It was long.
Oh, my gosh.
It was long. And I hated it. Like, you know.
You think you're going to do that to baby?
No, because it was a pain for me. Like, I'll let it get maybe, like, to her waist or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. But let it go really long, no. Because it's a pain. Like, even you run out of hairstyles.
Yeah.
I just had a bun all the time.
I have a friend who has a daughter who's 7, and he's never cut her hair ever. And it's all the same length, and it's one long braid, and it's just variations on the braid.
Yeah.
You know, but she's a beautiful girl, and she loves her long hair. That's mm-hmm. her thing. But I'm like, layer it, cut it, do something. But he's like, no, my baby.
Yeah. So, mess around and it won't grow back right? again. I don't know.
She has really pretty soft hair. So I was like, maybe you're doing a good thing not cutting her hair off.
And I would tell my 14-year-old self that I will like tomatoes. I think I like was terrified of eating tomatoes. But now I love them.
I don't really like tomatoes.
I love them.
I love broccoli. I
always love broccoli.
Love green beans. I used to hate them because of the way that they were served at school.
Yeah.
But now, like, the French green beans are so delicious. Oh, my God. They're so good. So good. So good.
So I would tell myself to try different things because I feel like even now I'm really scared to try things.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do try things, I'm, like, always, like, pleasantly surprised. So it's, like...
Well, apparently, I don't know how true it is, but your palate changes, like, every 7 years or so.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you have, like, a whole new set of cells or something, so you have different kind of tastes. So, like, when you're a kid, you can be, like, I love orange Fanta with Coke mixed with, like... Gatorade, and you're like, this is delicious, and then as an adult you're like, this is
what
so gross
is
or like the old super sweet cereals, and now I'm like, oh my God, I love Special K.
No, I've never gone healthy. I'm Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, all
I do
the
like
way.
Frosted Flakes, but I don't like Lucky Charms.
I'm all the sweet stuff. I like it all.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to look back 10 years from now and
be like,
see
what would we tell
Young Wilkes and Benz.
Young podcasting Benz and Wilkes. What would we tell them?
Right. Awesome. So hopefully you guys took some of our advice. If we have any younger listeners, tune in, man, because we are speaking from experience and you don't have to go through.
We're like your cool aunts.
There's a phrase that just came to my mind, and it was, no one has enough time to make all of the mistakes one can make in their lifetime, so learn from other people's mistakes.
It's true.
You know.
And I think that's why moms and parents and older people in general just know they have such wisdom because they've learned from their mistakes, right?
And
so
others.
Now they could tell you. That's what my mom has, like, a saying in Spanish. I won't even try to translate it. Like, el diablo sabe por diablo no por viejo or something.
It's like, the devil knows because he's a...
Or he's old, not because
the
he's
devil
a
knows because he's because of experience, not because he's the devil.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like... They know from their own experience, from their, like, colleagues' experience. So they've got way more experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've lived through a lot more than
There's
we have.
There's a lot of those little sayings.
Yeah.
There's one that says, love and experience went to the field one day and experience outlasted love. Or something like that. And
it's true.
There was another one that was like, it's like... Por donde, a donde tú vas, yo
oh, I already came,
you
right.
You know, it's like, wherever you're headed, I already went there and I'm on my way back.
Yeah.
So, listen, I can tell you
what
you
expect. I can tell you a few things,
right?
Okay? And I know when you're little, you're just like, whatever, but mm-hmm. it's true, because now I think back and I'm just like, dang, I should listen to my mom, or dang, I should listen to my brother who was way older than me, you know? So it's just like...
And, you know, we did say... Not everything is as bad or as good as it seems, but you eventually do make too many mistakes to recuperate from.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to have to feel like you have to make every mistake in order for you to have a good life or to have a life of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from others and avoid yourself some heartbreak.
It's true, too.
So eventually there are certain mistakes that you cannot necessarily bounce back from so easily. So
yeah. No, but what about you guys? What would you tell... Little young
Susie.
Yeah. Before they start their first day of high school.
Yeah. What kind of wisdom can you impart now? Do you feel more like yourself now than you've ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you maybe heard as a child that you internalized and it served you well?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. You know that we love to hear from you guys on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on our email.
Yeah, definitely. Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Same goes for Google Play.
Yeah, we would appreciate that so much.
Yeah, that really is what brings more listeners and therefore
mm-hmm.
better content and more ideas to all of our listeners, the faithful
yes.
ones such as yourselves. So yeah, like I said, let us know what kind of advice either resonated with you from what we said or that we might have missed that you would love to share.
Yeah, and tune in. Next month is going to be a really fun month. We got a lot of things in the works.
Yeah.
And that we're so excited about and so excited to share with you guys. So keep tuning in.
The best way to keep up with when we post is to follow us on Instagram, which I'm sure you've heard it plenty of times. It's the Americana Podcast, so that you can know when we have a new experience or a new podcast that we are sharing with you guys. So thanks so much.
Thanks.
And we hope that you take our recommendations, not only for the places that we visited, but for the things that we've known.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, you guys.